Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Oh, no. It's a Dave Brody phone tap. Uh-oh.
Yes, it is.
Someone's about to get pissed off.
Yep.
So
hopefully it's not you.
Tell us all about it.
Elvis, our listener Stephanie wanted to phone tap her husband Phil. Stephanie and Phil live in a townhome complex, and they share a large area of backyards.
A common area.
Anyway, Phil has been pestering his wife Stephanie because he's saying she's looking at the hot guy who works out across the huge lawn area, and he's a little jealous. So I call as that hot guy. I know it's a stretch.
Oh, my God. Not at all. We find you totally hot. Here's Dave Brody's phone tap. Listen in.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Phil over at Nice Messerman?
Who's this?
Phil, this is Anthony.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I don't know if you know who I am, but I'm the guy who works out in his backyard. I got, like, a barbell set. I got, like, a little tent set up where I work out.
Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah,
yeah, so is your old lady home?
No. Not why.
So when I'm out there doing my reps, doing my lunges, when I'm benching, your old lady is out there staring at my body like I'm some kind of friggin' piece of cake, all right? And it's making my wife uncomfortable. So she asked me to call you to tell you to tell your wife to stop friggin' staring at me.
How'd you get my number?
I got it from Ray over at the association.
Really?
So, yeah. Just tell your wife, check out somebody else, all right? Just because
hey.
I'm all like ripped and.
You need to back it up, man. That's my wife you're talking about.
Yeah, like I said, your wife. Right, she wears glasses, right? She's got, like, dirty blonde hair.
Hey, listen, I don't know what the f*** is happening here, but you need to slow it, man. Because
look,
I swear to Christ, you talk about my wife, we're going to have problems.
Listen, I bench 275, all right? I'm not afraid of you. Just tell your friggin' wife, because
hey.
I don't want grief from my wife. You know what it's like when they, like, nag.
I don't give a shit how much you bench. I will find you. I know exactly where you live.
Right,
you
so you know.
Talk about my, yeah,
so you,
I know.
You know
I
she's
know.
Checking me out, right? You know she's checking,
checking
out.
Checking you out?
Yeah, dude, my trapezoids, my traps are like swole as f***, yo.
Seriously? I'm going to beat the shit out of you the next time I see you. I don't know what the
okay.
f*** you're doing here.
Dude, I've been to GNC 3 times this week. I'm not worried
I
about that.
You
know what I mean?
Testosterone.
Whatever,
you small
dude.
Little f***. I will f*** kick your ass.
So basically, you're afraid to talk to your wife to stop checking me
dude,
out.
Did you mention my wife one more time? We're having a serious problem.
I got a serious problem with my wife because she's always like, tell that whore to stop checking out my man. So, like, I got to call you because she's yelling at me.
Listen here, I'm seriously going to break every bone in that pathetic little piece of body of yours.
I don't think you know who I am. I think
you
got me confused with somebody else.
I know who you are. You're the guy who's got the fashion muscles who can't actually lift more than two reps. Get the hell outside. I'm coming over.
My wife is not going to give me grief all day because your wife is out like staring at me like I'm some Ben and Jerry's container. You know what I'm saying? Tell her to get her own ice cream at home. Don't get me wrong. I'm flattered she's checking me out. But I got a wife.
Where the f*** are you right now?
I'm in my bathroom dropping a deuce and thinking of you. That's where I am.
Get that fat ass off the f***ing toilet and go outside. You understand me? Clubhouse right now?
Is that what you want to do? You want me at the clubhouse?
Do it. You hear this? That's the f***ing door.
All right, fine. I'll meet at the clubhouse. I'll go right now. Fine, let me go put my shoes on. I'll put my shoes on right
now.
That's
the door.
Fine, clubhouse.
Let's do this.
Marie, I'm going to the clubhouse.
Get the f*** outside.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it.
You better be there, because you live three houses closer to the clubhouse than I do.
I'm almost there.
You're
going to
get your ass kicked.
Me. Get the f*** outside.
Where are you? Are you at the clubhouse yet?
I'm standing out here. Where are you?
I'll be there in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Are you by the clubhouse? Yeah, I don't see you by the clubhouse.
I'm at the clubhouse. Get the hell outside.
Where are you? You the one in the pink shirt? I'm right here by the clubhouse. Where are you?
I am out here right in front of the clubhouse.
You left your house and you're by the clubhouse.
Can't you hear the cars, you piece of
Oh, I hear the cars, but I can't really see them.
Well, then you're not here.
Well, I'm not there because I'm at a radio station.
What?
Say hi to your husband.
Hi there.
Hey, Phil.
We did...
Oh, my God. Stephanie, are you kidding me with this?
Hey, Phil, this is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran, The Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Really? He went to the clubhouse.
I like the fashion muscles.
Congratulations, Brody. Once again, you've pissed someone else off.
Thank you, and I'm swole as F.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.